All right, let's test this out. Can anybody hear me? Let's make sure you can hear me before I get started. Outstanding. All right, so we actually made a video for this. So I'm going to throw this in Elysium. Please take a watch. All right, so please watch the video. And now that I have tricked all of you into being pancake cacked, the actual Alliance executor is Asher Elias. Take it away, Asher. And Asher, nobody can actually hear you talking. Fantastic. See, guys, it wasn't me this time.
How about now?
Now we can. Go ahead.
Hi, friends. I haven't come up here to talk to you about a typical Alliance talking points with department bullet points to hit. Instead, I've come to talk to you about EVE Online. I think every one of us can think of another game that, if you want to have fun for 60 minutes, easily blows EVE Online out of the water. But if I asked you about a Halo match you had 5 years ago, you couldn't tell me a single thing about it. However, if you get some EVE nerds sitting around the digital fireside, you can bet they will start waxing poetical about a fight they had that happened 5 or even 10 years ago. They will fondly remember their FC and call out the time that they saved the day by landing the scram, or the time their Titan died and they reshipped into another Titan and jumped back into the fight. I'm an EVE romantic because of those chats and the fireside. Yeah, I am reading from a prompter, but I wanted to say this speech because it's important. There may be a million other games that are better to play, but none are better to experience. EVE is the game we tell stories about. EVE is the game that we fondly remember our comrades that we fought with and hope that they are doing well wherever they are in life. But as time goes by, we started getting bitter. It's easy to start building up anger at this game and at our enemies. We've seen how the sausage is made. Everyone here has had an idea on how to improve things, and we've all been frustrated when we think the things that should change don't. But we've also been part of the problem. There's a problem in video game design where if you let a player sit around and build up walls and their weapons, they will do it in such a way that they will never attack until they have no chance of failure, until they've optimized every last bit of fun out of the game. How many of you here have played Age of Empires or StarCraft and can't say you didn't do exactly that? When the game let you, you made your army so big that by the time you finally attacked your CPU foe, they had absolutely no chance. And after you did, there was a brief, tiny moment of happiness as you watched your enemy fall swiftly. But it's like playing Grand Theft Auto with all the cheats on. It's fun for about an hour, and then you get bored. In our last war, World War B, we fought an M2 TAC, and we did what every player seeks to do. We utterly destroyed the enemy. We had their Titan fleet trapped. We had their morale destroyed. And did we take advantage of that? No. We decided that instead of threatening their Keepstar exit route, we would sit in the same system for months, ineffectually camping them in. Our intel after the war told us that our enemies were shocked at this, that they were ready to crumble, and they thought we would surely attack their Keepstar and NPC Delve, and they knew once we did, they would have to leave. But we didn't do that. We let them rebuild their shattered morale. And a war that should have been over in weeks took another 6 months. I was specifically told I was not allowed to attack, that all I could do was camp. Because even though we had had one of the greatest moments in the history of wars in EVE Online, there was still a 5% chance of failure. And that 5% chance of failure was too much to risk to lose our merchandising and our subscribers. The goal was not to win, it was never to fail. And that to me was a betrayal. The amount of time that everyone had put into the war was immense. People made sacrifices of their friendships, their money, and their personal lives. I remember friends inviting me to see a movie on Friday night, but I would turn it down because I needed to go be within sprinting distance of my PC in case the enemy attacked so I could log in. And when I was told that we couldn't finish the war, it spoke volumes to me about what was more valued, the time and lives of the people who run it, or the smallest chances of failure of the Empire. It wasn't right. But I stayed on, and I finished the war at great personal cost, and I didn't say anything negative. I just told people I was taking a break because I didn't want to threaten to tear apart the group that I care about. So I just waited for the right time. And now, this is the time. It's our time. It's time to change things. If you joined Goons because you wanted to have a totally safe Titan until the day you quit the game of boredom and then no longer, this isn't the place for you anymore. It was easy in the past to sit behind our player-erected walls and have our leader insult our enemies based on things they did out of the game, based on who they were. The policy, unspoken but ever-present, was to make them so angry at us out of the game that they had to attack us in the game. This is corrosive. It's no way to run an alliance. From now on, we will make people dislike us because we evicted them from their space, because we made them move 3 times. They will want revenge because they fought us and they lost, not because we made fun of how their leader looks. You will get the chance to be part of the stories that people tell about this game. You will have the chance of incredible victory, but also the chance to experience failure. It's time we start pushing in the chips we've gathered. You bought a super, you built a Titan. It's time you had a chance to use them not to shoot an undefended fort, but to fire the guns in anger, to become part of the story. In EVE, you can't vote for an Alliance executor, but there's a truly powerful way that you can show your endorsement of a leader. You vote with your feet. And I'm going to ask you to vote for me. EVE Online is a game that delivers great experiences, better than any other game, but it demands more sacrifices. And when you're staying up that extra hour late, even though you'd rather be sleeping because you have work tomorrow, your Alliance leader won't be missing it because he's got other things to do. He'll be right next to you in the fleet. So, if this is the future you want for Goons, future you want for the Imperium, I want your endorsement. I want you to resub your capital account. I want you to show up in fleets in greater and greater numbers. Be there next to me. We will create those memories and those stories together. There was a time when every one of you was a romantic about this game, but slowly you and I lost it. You took on the title of Bitter Vet, and you wore it proudly like armor so that no one could accuse you of loving it and make you a fool for liking it the way you once did. If you ask me if I'm bitter about EVE Online, about Goons and the Imperium, no, I'm not. I fought with every one of you, and all I remember are the good memories. How can you not be romantic about EVE Online? So I thank you for the trust you've given me, and I ask you to be romantic about Goons, Imperium, and EVE Online again with me. I'll see you in fleet.